What's up, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to 305 Radio, a part of 305 Magazine, on your number one underground station, MiamiUndergroundRadio.com. This is your girl, Dre Mob, and you can find me on the gram at 305_Brownie.
Yeah.
Oh, Brownie. Hello, Brownie.
On a roll.
Yeah. And what up? This is George, 305 Magazine, and that's how you find me on all social media, at 305 Magazine for everything. And today we have one of our special guests today in the studio. We have artist extraordinaire, Mr. Boricua, Omniscient.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Papa.
Now you can do your own intro.
I'm here. And hold on, if anyone's out there, we're 4 minutes late, so let's get it started.
We're never late, bro. We're always on
but
time.
But we're always on schedule.
Always on time.
No one needs to know that nonsense.
At all. Erase that.
It never happened.
So it's 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We're so excited to have you in the studio with us. I heard that last track you dropped, Savage.
Oh, Mr. Savage.
That's one of my favorite tracks.
Is it though?
I really, really like it.
I like that because a lot of people have been saying that. You know, I've had people that are in the business come up and they're like, and they're grabbing me by my shoulders, shaking me. That's what I was waiting for. And I'm like, for real? I didn't know. They're like, everyone feels like it's something that it's in between what's now and still me, you know?
I mean, but what sparked that track? Like, who produced that track?
That was produced by El B, Cuban MC of Los Aldeanos, legendary group. And not much was sparked. He sent me the joint. Actually, he does this thing where he produces beats and he'll do it on Instagram. Like on the stories, he'll play like 10 seconds at a beat, yeah. And I was like, Papa. And then, you know, he sent a join, and I don't know what it was. Obviously, the beat took me to that point.
Yeah.
You know, because I am a savage, but you know me, and you know me. You know, I'm a calm dude, though, too. I'm a calm dude. So that brought out that, and
you are a savage, but in a very good way, and I think that this song definitely represented that, and it did take you to kind of that in-between place where you were in the now, in the back then, but it's great to see you always kind of switching it up for us.
I mean, that's me.
And I know you got a video out.
Yes.
You just put out a video for it.
Yeah.
So who did the video?
Focus Clips. It's a group. It's formed by Montoya El Duro. And my homie Lex Fine, who's freaking turned into a beast.
You could curse it a little bit. Shout out to Lex, though. I've had back and forth with Lex. He's dope, and I've seen his work. Real dope.
I love Lex, man, because he's been working for years. I've seen him work for years in like little things, and now I see him, and he's like in charge of a lot of things, you know. And it's good. And Montoya, we don't got to speak about him. I mean, he shoots everybody that's fine as hell and dope as hell and 80 million followers as hell. And, you know, that's him.
Savage.
That's him, you know. So when it came to that, I needed to deal with Savage film people. I needed a savage producer.
El
B Tremendo Salvaje, you know?
No, he's dope. As an MC as well, if you don't know about him as an MC, yo, he is.
I mean, no disrespect, forget production. The MC, he is a beast.
Yeah,
he's part of a legendary group called Los Aldeanos from Cuba that they made noise doing their stuff from the island with, like, when we complain about Wi-Fi internet. Like, come on. In Cuba, we're talking about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
They were lucky to even get things out. And when it got out, it just caught fire. You know, he's a beast. He's a beast, and he gave me the beat, and I killed it, and he loves it, and it's just some salvaje stuff.
We love it a lot.
So, is this Savage track going to be on an upcoming album?
You know, it's just a single. For now, it's not meant to be on a full project. It's just something.
La verdad.
Come on,
it is. It
you're always cooking up
some. No, I have a lot of other stuff cooking up, but as it seems, Savage is not one of those joints as part of a project.
Okay.
I linked
like
up
a teaser?
Well, I linked up with him. I did the song, and then you're in the lab. Struck came by the lab once, played him a song. Whoa, did that to like 33 other people, and everyone's like, whoa. And I'm like, well, I think I should put this out as a single, and that's my goal this year. I'm already behind. My goal this year was to put out 10 singles during the year.
Mm-hmm. I remember the last time you were back.
and I'm only at 3. So, I have a lot of catching up to do, but they're there. The songs are there. But you know how it is, the business, the waking,
the keys.
I think a lot of people know me for vacationing now, and that's her fault.
Yo, so what's going on here, V?
What else have you guys got in the past month?
It's my manager's fault.
we're gonna have to tell him about the obligatory artist.
Oh, do I have to do a somersault?
No, you gotta do 16.
Uh-oh. You gotta drop 16.
You gotta drop 16. Yeah.
Oof. Okay.
I should have warned you, but
right now?
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. Good Lord.
No beat, nothing.
I mean, I'll give you a beat, but you want to do it later or you want to do it now?
Forget it. Let's do it. Listen. Listen.
Oh, so you got an extra set of headphones here?
You want to hear yourself?
You want to hear the beat?
I would like to
hear the beat. Maybe.
Oh, there is a beat?
Oh, you're not hearing
you're
a beat?
Like you're better off without one.
I'll play you some instrumentals.
They said a cappella. Nah, that's cool. All
right, you can
we'll go like this.
All right, how about
check,
this?
Check,
so,
check, check.
So omniscient everywhere.
Do yes. Mira, yo. Hey, yo, my people been starving since day one. So I face them. I start acting like Mason. Organic grub while we still cooking up bacon. You acting alive while them keep brain numb. I'm tired of seeing babies crying when mama ain't around and papa can't making the bread for food to go around. They say times change, it's gotten better. I guess for them, not us. Homie, where's the cheddar? Where's the freedom in the 40 acres and the mule? I got that underground intelligence, I ain't a fool. Where's the contraband that you fed through the border? You fed crack to the 80s to our sons and daughters. Train militants. Call them firemen. Call them terrorists. I don't know, man. I'm ending up the list. I'm here with Struck and Dre. You know how we do. It's 305 Radio. Too long food. That's how you rap a sound to me, man. You all fugazi. I'm coming around here, and I ain't never lazy. It's 305 till I die, but Miami, come on. That crab in the barrels mentality just got to go off. We got to teach each other how to do better. If he's doing better than me, then give him more cheddar. If I'm doing better than you, then give me more better. If we're doing everything together, that's more clever. Don't you understand that we're holding ourselves down until we uplift? It don't matter if you're white, black, or brown, but I know I'm taking a spliff. Lighten up and talk about the gift.
Forget it.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Thank you.
And you know what? You know I did that for the crabs in the barrel. Let's get into that.
I love talking
to her about Miami.
There you go.
I love talking to her about Miami, yo.
I do.
Because everyone in this room got so much love for the city, but her, she like got love and passion. And then when a little negativity comes up on the city, she gets, but I know she overstands. Not understands, but overstands.
But that's why we're here and that's why we're doing what we do. So it's really great to see you pushing through. And we're definitely breaking ground together. So this is
yes.
what this show is all about. So once again, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. You guys are definitely people who've been supporting me since I met you. I've obviously known Struck longer than you. But from the day I met you, I already told you what you're doing is incredible. She's been putting a platform
before you
came into the station for like artists. With like not, you know, that's my problem, Miami. Everyone wants something in return.
Always.
You know? And she's been just doing it.
Don't
you know? And
it's, where's the cheddar at?
Yeah, no, of course. She heard that in the rhyme.
Is the cheddar at?
But you're not, but even though we all need it and this is what we're working for, you're not expecting.
No.
And that's the difference. You could tell when people expect. You know, you could tell when people
want to
do something
for
you. Yeah.
The worst part is when you have expectations and they're not met.
Oh, so that's the worst.
So then you have this, your world shattered because you the validation's not there now.
Yeah,
that was crazy. That was insane. You know, that was our first, our issue zero, our podcast number zero. Like before we
number zero.
Yeah, because we started March 5th, 305 day.
Oh, okay.
It was the first day, but we did one before that. Well, we didn't announce it. We just tested the grounds. We were talking about that. The crabs in the barrel mentality, expectations. Give me an example of what you've seen in this city in regards to.
Well, you know what enlightens me is not what I see in this city. Because if you stay stuck in one place, that's why they tell you travel. Because travel brings knowledge and, you know, and experience. And plus you learn different cultures and ways of thinking. But what's taught me is when I leave. And all of a sudden, like, I get somewhere, and they're like, oh, my God, yo, listen, I know this, I know that, and I know this. Yet here, I know so many people, and when I see them, they're not telling me, yo, I just linked up with this dude. He can help you out with this. Yeah, you know. So it's like everyone's trying to keep everything, and you know me.
Yeah.
Struck. Everywhere. I consider myself a uniter. Like, I create gangs. You know, seriously, in this music industry, I create gangs, and anyone that's ever known me or been with me for more than 6 months knows that I have put them on to so many people. I've worked with so many people to name names, and I keep connecting them with people. That's what I do, and a lot of people do this. I'm not trying to take, you know, Arm is the only one. No, there's a lot of amazing people in Miami, but we need to start unifying. You came y'all came to my single release party,
which was amazing. That was such a great
event.
It
was in like 2 weeks ago. One thing I did there is go up to everyone and tell them, what am I not following you on? What am I not following you on? What business do you have that I am not following you on? Right now, grab your phone. Everyone was looking at me like, whoa. I'm like, no, relax. Sometimes I can be a little aggressive, but
it's a little aggressive.
Bring out your phone. Swap. Let's swap. I have your phone now. Tell me. Just put it on your phone. Go to Facebook, whatever I'm not following you on. Let me follow you. Follow me, though, as well.
Yeah.
On my Twitter, if you're not, on my Instagram. And I went around the whole party. And that's what I was trying to do. And I'm actually thinking about doing this, like, monthly. Like a mixer where people get together and start building art. Like, I have a lot of people that know me and they love me, and when they see me, they're like, yo, your music is great, and you're not following me on this, or you're not following me on that. Maybe it could be a mistake, or maybe it could be that Miami state of mind. Whatever it is, whatever it is, we're going to fix it. Whatever it is, we're going to fix it. And then, you know what? Algorithm screws all up, okay? I blame it on algorithms. So if I don't see you on my feed, let me know. Send me a DM. So I feel like we need to start doing this in Miami. We need to start having mixers. We like to drink out here. So, you know.
Right. No, you're right.
We like to drink. We like to talk.
There's definitely
shout out to DVD, too. While we're at it. So I'm trying to do a mixer. I'm actually trying to do it at 1306 where I did the party.
1306 is really dope.
It's an amazing
spot. Shout out to my shift.
Yes.
Shout out to my
shift. Which I'm going to say Jake because you said my shift.
Yes.
He's a cool ass dude who I met him rapping and now he's doing so much more. I love when people hone into what they could do. And they move on to that, and Jake is definitely a person that did that. And you know what's crazy? Let's keep it real right now. He came up to me after the show I did at his venue. He helped me do the entire venue. He came up to me after the show and told me, his eyes looked like he took 8 rows. Okay? They were like this. And I'm like, yo, you good? Did I do something wrong? He's like, did I give people too much liquor or something? I don't know. He's like, my bad, bro. He's like, I've known you for years and I know what you're doing, but I didn't know. Like he's like, yo, you took me by surprise. Like the venue's not even open. We have a great crowd, and you destroyed the live, your live presence is incredible, and it kind of hurts a little bit, you know, because I've known you, my brother, for so long. You should know this, but I'm glad I put you on, and now you're on the move. But it takes a while.
You know.
Yeah, right.
So it just shows that sometimes we're just occupied with our own thing. Yeah. I would like to do something, an industry mixer. And I think if I do it, because I've said this before here with Dre, you know, a lot of people know me in the city and they respect what I do. And I respect what they do. If I do a mixer, I think a lot of people are going to show there's going to be a lot of mixing in the mixer going on. There's going to be a lot of uplifting. You know, a lot of uplifting. And I think it's going to work. So I think we just need to unite as a city. When I go to other places, I feel like they do that. I've said this before with you. I remember.
We talk about like Atlanta and everything that they've developed.
Yeah. You remember Houston now. Like Houston, when you saw Slim Thug come out, he wasn't featuring Wu-Tang. He wasn't featuring anyone that was hot at the time. He wasn't trying to feature Tupac or, you know, maybe that was a little too far back. Rest in peace. Yeah. But he wasn't trying to feature anyone who was dead. When you heard of Slim Thug, his features were like people you didn't know about.
Yeah.
From Houston.
Yep.
Because they're bringing each other up. And yet, in this city, like, when someone in New Orleans has a tragedy, they come over here, and all of a sudden they claim our city, and then they're making more noise out of Miami. Like, how does Drake make more noise claiming strip joints out of Miami than a Miami mother?
Mother.
Mother lover. How does that happen? So we need a, you know, it's good. You know, it's good. Yeah, this dude, that dude. Let's focus on each other. Because that way they know when they come here, they have a damn industry to mess with. And we have it.
I mean, you're absolutely right, man. But now, you know, there's
go ahead,
the
Strzok.
Lack
go
of...
Go ahead, Strzok.
There's
should
the
I
lack
get out of... for a second?
No. It's the lack of these mixers that is part of the problem.
I think
you know
Strzok
what I mean?
Wants to be a part of it.
I'm definitely, he's like, I'm down for the mixer.
I'm definitely down on this.
No, but I know you understand what I'm saying.
No, absolutely. I mean, as long as it does, the problem with that is that something like that becomes redundant after a while. Like you,
could it though?
No, yeah. Let me tell you why.
What though? I'm going to tell you this, and I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, you're not sorry.
No, you sorry, did it on not purpose. Sorry.
She's great at interrupting.
How
she does it at the right time. Yo, she
how
has no mercy.
How many people haven't we known forever and a day within the same industry, within the same neighborhoods? We all grew up together. Everybody knows somebody that knows somebody. Yes. And till this day, we'll see each other at one of these events because somebody's performing or you at the movies and you happen to see them. You don't even say hi.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm like, if we're all entrepreneurs, then we should be speaking about that.
I mean, when I say it should not become redundant, is that eventually you're going to see the same people. And that's what you should avoid.
Yes. But my goal, and I have a vision that I think is going to become so large that all of a sudden we'll start having Broward heads come down.
Yes.
You know, and then we'll start having, and I know so many people that I could start, I have ideas. I'm not going to let them all out now.
You're on live, by the way.
Yeah,
live. Exclusive.
But you know what? Aside from that, man, you know, this is a great idea. It's definitely something to build on, something to work for. And it's going into the right direction when it comes down to the scene in Miami. So aside from all the lacking therefore in the city or whatnot.
Let's talk about what we're good at.
Let's talk about
I know
where
why
we're
is
going.
I'm so negative, man.
Because you have all the right to speak that way, because Miami is historically crabs in a barrel. Now is when it's really changing. Like you have a platform like this with Drea. You have other people, shout out to the Miami Spotlight Show. They have their own platform. You had Godfrey, his own platform. With
shout out, Godfrey.
Shout out to Godfrey. Shout out to everyone
Game
doing their thing.
Game Time Radio.
No, and yeah, he did some big things with the documentary.
Absolutely.
Now. They're getting even larger and larger.
And
you know?
Drink Champs. And then you look at the way everyone builds. Everyone gets together. And that's the goal, is to get to that point where you're all eating together. Like, best example I could come up with is Crazy Hood.
I love them.
They all do different things. And they've been trying for a long time, and look, things started falling into place.
Yep.
Why? Because they started building on their strengths. Not trying to say, yo, you're not good at that. Fuck it, come over here and we're going to make you good. No.
Totally understood.
It's what are you good at? What are
you
doing?
Right now, from where you're going on, CHP, EFN, and Drink Champs is the leading role.
Absolutely.
In what I'm talking about right now.
The example you to know? Follow, everybody.
Yes, yes. Like, shout out to EFN and the whole crew, because they're all family, and they've all seen me come up. They all helped me. I was in volumes, like, forget volume 10. I was in volumes before that, with EFN. Like, he's the, I feel like I sound like some other rappers, like, but it's true. Like, EFN's the first dude who put me on a mixtape. You know what I'm saying? So, and he didn't put me on. He put my crew on, Flo Official.
That's what's up.
So, shout out to Emo, too.
That's what's up. Shout out to Emo. Yo, so, talking about CHP, you have the most recent project, aside from your singles, with produced by Boris.
Boris.
Shout out to Boris.
Shout out to Boris.
AKA Beats in the Hood.
Beats in the Hood. Now, homie, you know, he's been coming hard with the beats. So what's the name of that project?
The Testament.
Okay.
But it's spelled incorrectly on purpose.
Testament.
Yes, it's Testament. It's Testament.
Okay.
I did that on purpose. Don't get me twisted. yeah, it's an amazing project. Me and Boris, man, we built... When I first linked with Boris, he was making beats, starting to, and you know, it took us a while. It took us like 2 years and a half to come up to that project. But it wasn't a bad, it wasn't like 2 years and a half of torture. It was like us linking up, learning from each other. Mm-hmm. Also him learning how to engineer and see me engineer. It's great. I think we pulled out 15 amazing joints.
Dope.
We're featuring a lot of Miami heads that I wanted to have on the album, Press P, the Haitian general right now about to come out. My Colombian dude, Dashes Clay.
Shout out Dashes.
We had Webs on there. We had Thurston Howell the Third on that. You know, I know he's Brooklyn, but he also Miami half the time. So we got to rep him as a Miami person.
I agree.
That was a great project. It was a great project.
What do you have coming up now? Because you have... No, man. This has got like four albums in the works.
The singles that I've only dropped three singles this year. So the first single was called...
Only.
Yeah.
Only.
The first single was called I Don't Need This. And that was produced by my homie Nick, who's part of The Zoo. They're two brothers, and the other dude who's part of The Zoo is actually called Beatsmith, and he's actually the producer of the song I got nominated with for Locos Por Juana. So me and Jose Beatsmith have a long history, like 9 years of working on music.
Damn.
Yeah, and then his younger brother, not by too much, but his younger brother Nick started coming out with these amazing joints. And together, they created The Zoo.
Okay.
That was the first single I dropped. Second single I dropped was produced by the homie Dox.
That's what's up.
Paradox.
Shout out. Dox.
Yeah. That was called The Right One.
The Right One.
And thanks to Dox, I was featuring a homie called Tibbs, who I met through him, who's a Broward artist.
Yo, yeah, and that was a good look.
It's a different look.
To the mix.
Actually, weren't you there?
Yeah, I was.
I was there, everywhere. Let me tell you something. I actually think I was, the beat was playing, and I actually think I passed something to the left to Struck. And then as soon as I passed it, I looked at him, and I'm like, you got the right one. You got the right one you need. And I was like,
it was George?
I don't know about that.
What I think is what I passed him was the right one. And then I started thinking of my manager. And then I'm like...
Shout out to the manager in the building, by the way.
So
get on the mic if you want.
You know what's incredible is that, you know, I did my arm thing. So, like I'm saying, I'm a calm person, but at some certain moments, I get savage.
And hold on. Is he really calm, manager?
Hell no.
Can you please introduce?
That's why the song Saturday was released.
That's why it was created.
Trying
to play yourself
down. Y'all started something. It's like a couple's thing over there now. Good Lord. No, it just happened immediately, right?
Yeah, you were there that same night. You dropped it and recorded it. It was dope.
That's part of a project that I'm doing with Dodge, completely produced by him. It's called The White Room.
Shout out to Dr. White Room. It's going to be dope.
And then Savage dropped, which doesn't have a home. For now, it's just a single. What happened was, I got the beat from El Bay. I did my song. And then I started thinking, you know, and I'm like, wow, El Bay signed to this label called Rock the Moon, who's a label, independent label out here owned by Tony Gonzalez, who's a Cuban guy from Miami who's trying to bring music out to the world. Dope as hell. He first signed to the label. He was a fan of El Bay because of being Cuban and listening to rap. That's the first artist he actually signed to the label. Dope. So El Bay, he signed him, brought him from Cuba, did the whole moves. Now El Bay's living in Miami. And then the next person he signed was Locos por Juana.
Shout out to them, man.
Shout out to Itaui.
Yeah, that's
He's
my brother.
He's doing big things, too, with the WOW Center. Have to go and do something there.
I know. I love when he puts those videos up. It's incredible. Yeah, and you know, Itagüí is that dude that fits perfect for that because, man, he feels things. He really is a person of the world, of the earth, of feelings and connection. And, you know, he needs to be there. They need him there is what I'm saying. You know, and he needs to be there
as well.
Because that energy, you get that back from. I've spoken to him. He's like, on me. He's told me that too. He's like, you gotta come with me.
You gotta
make
it happen, man.
He's like, when you come out of there, you come out like you took a cold shower, like in Russian mountain water.
Like you took some ayahuasca, bro.
Yeah, like energized from the people that are part of that, and that's incredible. When we get to this part of our careers, those are the things we need to start looking into. You know,
we need it that we in the show.
We do.
And I need Anita Wee painting.
You gotta make that happen. I wanna see you make that happen.
I need Anita Wee painting.
You're filming. He tried to steal your painting from my house like three times already.
I caught him like three times already, like I'm taking it. And let me tell you, that man just stepped up to me one day at a Blackbird. Oh no, sidebar. He's like, yo, I'll rhyme over anything. I mean, like, yo, we're just talking on your life, vibes, earth. Yo, I rhyme over anything.
Anything.
Yo, so I was like, yo, nah, for real. He was like, yo, you don't believe me? He got on stage.
You don't believe me?
Straight up looked at me. And he goes, I'm a rocket 80s style. He kicked it 80s style. Then he looked at me again. He goes, 90s. No.
He sounded like a Spik Nas.
Yo, Spik Nas. Yo, he was like, he was Chico MC all day. But it was really impressive. Like, Itaui is definitely one of the dopest MCs.
Listen, I'm not. I've been saying this in different interviews. That's my brother, but Itaui is the truth, man. That dude is a front man. Like, he is when you think of a front man, I don't think of no one else. I put my brother's picture on there because he is a beast. Yeah. And he's told me the same thing he told you a couple times. He's like, Omni. A lot of these people out here think because I sing this and I sing that. Listen, I get on the mic, I destroy any MC. Any MC. Yo, and he'll freestyle his ass off.
Yeah, I know.
He's a beast. And I've learned so much from him. I linked up with him 10 years ago this year.
Dope.
10 years ago. And I've toured with the dude. I've roomed with the dude. I've learned from the dude. The dude's incredible in the music industry. You know, he started before me, and he created a path, and look at where they are now.
Yeah.
You know, they're a Colombian. They're known as a Colombian band, mm-hmm. but like he says, they are Miami, and he spreads that word everywhere.
Yeah,
man.
It goes so much further than that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, man.
All right, so you're going to make that happen. I'm going to hold you to that.
For sure.
Yo, make sure you let him know about that painting.
I know.
Can we talk about, now that we're talking about art and stuff, about this cover art that you did?
Oh, the right one. Oh,
yeah, the right one. That's right. Yeah, I did the cover for the right one.
I love that one, too.
That was, yo, it was...
It's cute.
It was the right one?
It's a gift. It's so cute.
It's my words now.
It's so pinky.
Yo, but let me tell you, that we sat down, we heard the track, and I was like, yo, let's do it. We sat down, and we just... For 3 hours, all we did was talk about, and yo, add this, and you should do this, and you should do that.
You guys have like a really loving relationship. A lot of inspiration and creativity. I see pink hearts.
Well, there was pink all over the place. I see, the first thing I'm saying is, yo, listen. Regardless what we do, what I envision, what I see in my mind, it starts with pink. It starts with pink.
It usually does.
No, and then the funny shit is that as soon as we were done, you know, the next day I get up and I'm like, yo, I know we were drinking and other things. So I open my laptop, I go, what is it that we did? Yo, as soon as I saw, I'm like, what is this velocity? Yo, put it to you like this, we could have given a 5-year-old a bunch of crayons and it would have been a little bit nicer.
A little bit better.
Yeah, just a little bit though. Yeah, that was it just needed some TLC and we got it going.
You did it. And you did it on your own.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I didn't have, yo, but you should do this and I don't want that.
He called me up and he's like, that's not working. I'm gonna do something on my, and I'm like, well, I could go over and give, and no. No, you and Paradox did enough.
Fact.
I can totally hear you saying that.
Oh, yeah, like, believe it, yeah. but the good thing is that with this project now, with Savage, you know, I've seen everything that all the work you've done behind the scenes up until this point has been massive. So it's good to see that you got a track that's hype, like Savage. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Isn't it right?
It's hype.
This needs to be played everywhere because this track makes me feel like put that shit on everything, like Frank Sinatra. Where can they find your tracks? Where can they find you?
You know what I love? You know what I love? That my DM has never gone as crazy as with this song. And I think everyone's bandwagoning on to the promotion of Savage. That people are seeing things on the internet and they're just
Savage.
Like sending it to me. And they're like, yo, this is Savage. You should use this. You should use this as one of your promotions. Well, actually, B-Smith, the producer I was just talking about, just sent me a picture of Tattoo Baby. Looking sexy as hell. And he's like, Savage, you should use this for your promotional. And I'm like, man, come on, you gotta calm down a little bit. That's not that Savage. It's just her being her.
She's a savage.
Shout out Tattoo Baby.
Savage applies to a lot of things.
Yes.
It does, and that's a good thing. You know, and that's why I used the people in the video.
Yeah.
So let me shout my savages out.
Yeah, savages.
I have three storylines in the video. One of them is Laura and Linda, however you want to call her. Her name is Laura, but she's
Laura
Linda.
Y Linda.
Está linda.
You know what's crazy? She's a person who I've known for like 14 years, right? Mm. But been disconnected for like 10 years.
Okay.
And I was looking for storylines. I have a lot of storylines, but it was a time issue. Uh-huh. So I had to get storylines that were able to fit within my timing within the filming. Uh-huh. I'm looking through Instagram and she pops up. I swear I haven't seen this girl pop up on my Instagram for like 5 years. She pops up. I think so, right? Is it younger than that? Am I messing up?
I don't know.
So I look at her and I'm like, holy shit. I forgot about, she dances. She's back. DM, are you back in Miami? Yeah, I'm back in Miami.
You working?
Boom. Boom. On my video, and she's been a cheerleader for the Orlando Magic. Nice. She's traveled the world with cruise lines, doing dances, like a savage. Then I got the one and only B-Boy Lego.
Yeah.
You know, we all know he's a savage in Miami. I don't have to say anything.
Shout out to Lego.
We all know what crew he's from.
Flipside Kings.
That's what I'm saying. I don't gotta say much.
By the way, not to stop you real quick, but they have an event coming up.
Yes, they do. Let's shout that out too.
FanFest. If you don't know about FanFest, you definitely gotta get on. It's on Instagram. It's at FanFest, I believe, or you can find them at
FanFest. Google it.
Wherever you can find Google. Whatever, go FanFest or go Flipside Kings, and you'll find it on there. Get your tickets now. Yo, these guys do not play games. If you see the Miami breakdancing crew, the whole scene here in Miami is
everything in Miami is badass.
Man, it's just dope.
We're savages.
But let's not be individual savages.
But we're overlooked. That's the thing. Not a lot of people realize that Miami is like this melting pot of talent that no one really realizes that we're here. Until it's too late. Yeah. They're like, yo, this guy blew up. Where's he from? Oh, he's in Miami.
You're exactly right. And that's the problem. We are a melting pot of amazing artists that people overlook. So what's our job? I don't need to only worry about I should be promoting my homie Salazar. I should be promoting...
Shout out to Salazar.
Yeah. No.
And all the SSKs out there.
You know what I'm saying? We just spoke about Itagüí. Like, it doesn't stop. I could keep saying names, you know? I was so happy to have Yo-Yo and Frisco, Two Hats, DJing my event 2 weeks ago. So it doesn't stop. Like, if I start shouting out people who I think it should, that'll be the whole interview.
Yeah, we're not.
So
that.
I'm shutting up now, but.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Savage. You're such a savage. I mean, The promotion behind Savage has been funny. Like,
it's been incredible.
I love it.
Yo, it's been funny.
Been entertaining.
As hell, yeah.
It's gonna keep growing too.
I mean, yeah,
there's
it is.
So many ideas we can keep jumping on.
Yeah, and I keep telling everybody, don't stop. Like, keep DMing
keep
me with stuff. You know, like, you know, 305 magazine hooked me up with the Mike Tyson stuff. You know,
yo, the Mike Tyson. As soon as I heard that jam, I called them up. I was like, yo, oh my god, ideas.
Yeah, and truth be told, like. He's like the first savage that comes up to your mind.
Yo.
When you're like an 80s and 90s kid, you know, you're like that's your, you know,
you
for the young, more youngins, like send me newer savages stuff that I might not be up on.
Put me on new savages.
At the end of the day, I feel like that's a song that you should walk into the ring with. You know what I mean? It's like if we would have had the contact for Ulysses Monster. He just won. He went 7-0.
Yo, shout out to him.
He just won 7-0. The guy's a beast.
Beast.
So shout out to him. You guys, man, I'm trying to get him on the show. So when he gets on the show.
And I want to walk him out.
I want to walk him
into the studio.
Listen, no.
Mira, no lío ni nada. Yo te camino para el ring. Ping, ping, ping.
That's it. Hey, homie's vicious, so... You know, he's repping Hialeah. He's repping.
Oh, Lord.
Miami.
That's where I was born.
Dade County. Right now, we're on a Dade County mission.
Yeah.
Hialeah.
Doesn't matter what hood you're from,
city.
It's Dade County.
That's a whole new city, Hialeah. No, it's true. It's true, though. But Miami definitely, like, this platform is definitely what we need more of. You know,
yes.
A platform like ours, a platform like yours, the mixers. Just
they were talking
on
the live feed that they want to know about the mixers. So once you put that together, make sure you let us know.
Yeah, I will. I mean, like,
and it's gonna
sure
be fun.
I want to know.
If I'm in charge
of
it, it's gonna be fun.
I'm sure.
I want to be one of the guys in charge of this. Let's go.
I want to.
Yeah, let's
too.
Do it, man. I'm still in conversations. Like I said, and I'm gonna just. Call him out. I'm still in conversations with Jake, a.k.a. Mindshift. And Mindshift, only a few know that.
Yo.
But I love that. But shout out my homie Serum.
Serum. Yo, hey, Serum's a beast with the art and the lyrics.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And the nonstop grind and the fact that he shows love to everyone and the fact that he knows who Mindshift is.
That's what's up.
I'm so glad we can sit here and it's like people just keep coming to mind, you know?
Yo, there was
a time when that wasn't happening.
Yo, you know what I'm thinking about doing this, right?
What?
This whole mixer.
Mixer thing? Can we say
not
this
only,
on the air?
13,
we're all live.
Look, listen, Mindshift, that's one spot. We got another spot.
Oh, for real? See, Jake, they're already battling you.
No,
we got competition.
No, I mean, like, listen, we can't have it at one spot all the time.
You know, that's sexy. Switching it up.
Listen.
Savage.
Listen, flattery will get you everywhere.
Yes. Listen, so we can only have it in savage spots. So.
Listen, we're going to talk about this.
Okay.
We're going to talk about this.
What's next? What are we going on?
Anyways, sidetrack on everything. So, what else you got going, Omniscient? Tell me. So
what's next is I'm putting out a single from the project that I told you with the Zoo, which is Nick Zemi and Beatsmith. Man, that project is fire.
Yeah.
What they've been bringing to me and what they've been bringing out for me is incredible. You know,
what do you think?
Are you guys going to come back and drop some exclusives?
Yes. My next single is from that project. So what I did is I dropped I Don't Need This Shh, and then I dropped The Right One, which is Out of the White Room. Then I dropped Savage, which doesn't have a home, but I think Savage just might be on his own because it doesn't need a home. And then
Savage
the next single.
Yeah, Savage.
The next single is called Global Warming.
Okay.
And
my favorite.
Is it? And that's part of the project, which has no name yet. But
project with?
with Nick Zemi and Beat Smith. They go by the Zoo.
Okay.
You know, Beat Smith is American Grammy nominated like me, and his brother is just a beast. And then you know what they are? I know you would love them. Mm-hmm. They are savages on tracks, and they're savages in the kitchen. You know, they're chefs. They're actually chefs. They work in James Beard Award restaurants.
That's what's up.
Jose B. Smith has worked with 5 chefs that have been on Chef Table.
Yes.
So I think it's been 3 seasons, and maybe each season showcases like 7 chefs, maybe?
Yo, let me just say something, man. If you work in the culinary industry, and you are working in a restaurant that's been honored by the James Beard Foundation...
What are you?
A savage.
Let me tell you, I've worked 4-star, 5-star restaurants. I've opened hotels, you know, for really fancy ones. Yo, it's no joke.
Yeah, you're a savage too, brother.
Boy, you better believe I'm a savage. Put me in the kitchen. Now, Iron Chef, your favorite chef.
Yo, and shout out to my boy Nando Chang.
Okay.
Who I met through my brother Martin Chang and Beats in the Hood.
He's got
he's a Peruvian.
Beats in the Hood. He's got a project out with him.
He's not a project. Beats in the Hood. Maybe he put out like 9 songs and Boris produced 2.
That's what's up. Yeah,
but they're both Peruvian, so Boris is becoming like his DJ and like his like.
Well, I think we saw them perform, if I'm not mistaken, for one of the events that you guys did as
probably.
Well.
Oh, that's right. Last
and
December.
And that was an exceptional event.
He's a beast. Yeah. So that dude is part of a culinary family. His father, Papa Chan, is half Chinese, if I'm not mistaken. Uh-huh. Actually, he's Chinese immigrating to Peru. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Who married a Peruvian. So... Nando Chang is half Peruvian, half Chinese.
Yeah, that food is so good.
So they just opened up a spot in the Saint Rock Market.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Itamai. And they serve Peruvian, Japanese-inspired sushi and ceviche. I got to shout that out, man. Because every time I go, they show me so much love.
Yo, you know, let me tell you, the best ceviche I've ever had
was Peruvian.
And a Peruvian chef showed me how to do it.
They're insane.
Fire.
Savage. And let's keep going. So he's a savage on the mic and on the culinary, but his younger sister just got nominated as a young gunner, who are 25 people in the entire country of the United States who are going to change the game in the culinary industry in the future. You have to be 28 and under.
I hope so.
And you only could have been in the industry for like 2-3 years.
Wow.
And she got nominated and she put Itamai on the spot. And they're doing their thing, man. I love that whole...
That's amazing.
I love when I see families do their thing. I love to see beautiful families
together.
Yeah, I love, like, yeah, absolutely. That
I love
amazing.
That. And shout out to the whole Chang family, man. They call themselves Chang Bang.
You guys
actually got to have him on. I'm going to make that happen, too.
Yeah, make that happen. We need the savages on here, and we should be invited to their restaurant.
Yes. So I'm sure when
Chang
you guys
gang
have him first here.
To the restaurant.
Yeah, Chang Gang.
Chang Gang.
I love that.
No, man, you know, and that's the thing, man. I love hearing stories about anyone that's in the culinary field. It's refreshing because it's not the easiest world to live in.
It's not. Can I say something?
Yeah.
There's one.
I mean, this is an interview with you, so you can say.
Can I say something, manager?
Yeah,
okay.
Manager.
there's a couple of. There's a lot of things that you could relate to, but there's like 2 industries that I compare to me, to the entrepreneur artist. Mm-hmm. I'm a rapper, so the entrepreneur rapper, but I think any industry artist. boxers, and chefs.
Okay, why?
Because you could be the most amazing chef in the world,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes it's so difficult to get noticed because there's so many. It's all who you know, the moves you make, the timing. I know
a lot of variables.
I know boxers. I know personal boxers that I've walked down in the ring that are champions.
Mm-hmm.
WBC champions. Shout out to the Wizard at Palacios. But you don't, you know how it is. Like you're a chef. You know how it is.
Yeah.
Oh, but why don't you do? Oh, you're a chef. Oh, but Bobby Flay. Well, Why are you not doing it with Bobby? Like, when I tell people, when we go to restaurants and, you know, we're happy hour and, you know, everyone sees us and they see me with this woman, they're like, they're such
beautiful,
a weird couple.
Beautiful, amazing woman.
Yeah, they're like such an odd couple that we don't see. They want to talk to us. What do you do? Well, I'm an independent hip-hop artist. I rap. This and, oh, well, how come I don't hear you on the radio with Drake or with... So that's what
they
it
don't
is.
Realize they
so
don't
they don't realize the grind. They don't realize situations. They don't realize what you're doing that's so amazing. They just realize that.
Yeah.
And that's the same in every industry. But to me, the most industries are boxers and chefs. Because you're amazing at your stuff. But to get that recognition is difficult. And a lot of people look at me right now saying this, and they're like, damn, Mom, you're crazy, because I wish I was where you were at,
yeah.
Where you're at right now, you know? But at the same time, as artists and creators, are we ever happy, you know? We are happy, but not we really always want to... I know, not really. Really.
Let's not play. Let's not play.
Here comes Strug.
Not bad.
You know,
not
true.
It's not. It's, truth be told, it's like,
you know...
We're human. We always kind of want more, no matter how much we have.
Thank you, Joel.
No kinda, no kinda.
She's the voice. She's the Libra here. Even though I'm a Libra, she's the Libra here.
I'm
that
a Gemini.
Oh, well, you're balanced.
Wonder you're so crazy and nice.
There's like four of me.
Hold on, how much time we got? I'm gonna start interviewing you guys. So that's why you're so crazy.
You actually have a song that's titled like that. Huh?
No, we actually get more, get more, get more, get more. Yeah, I have a crazy joint.
You actually have an itch. You're crazy.
I have a lot of music. And another thing is I'm still learning. We're all learning. I'm still learning how to put things out. Remember I spoke to y'all actually outside of an interview box about speaking to people about Pandora, you know, in Pandora Radio, and they're giving me advice. They're like, you're dropping projects. The attention span today is like, what of like
yeah,
a
50,
I don't know
50,
what
of like 50, a
50, fruit fly
pretty much yeah,
fruit so fly like, perfect
it is it's a fruit
know?
Fly mentality say hey
so you drop a project that has 8 songs by the time they're at the second they're back to Drake
to something else, yeah
so drop singles they told me and that's what I've been aiming for this year you drop one song they listen to that mm-hmm. song they don't have to keep going but I have so many gems you just that song crazy.
Well,
it's part of a project that I dropped, but it's not a single. So for you to hear it,
you
have to go through the project, you know? You have to go through the whole body of you know.
Well, thank God for Miami Underground Radio, because we
yes.
are getting to the end of the show, and we unfortunately have to sign off. So I'm going to let you guys do your shout-outs. But we are going to take a little break.